Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. Check out what he has to say as they prepare for the Jets to come to town on Sunday in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots are back home when they're 3-3, but no time to feel sorry for themselves because the Jets will be here on Sunday. Number one thing for this game to me, you have to keep in mind, this is not the same Jets team that we're used to under Rex Ryan, especially on defense. I think for the Patriots offense, instead of spreading it out and throwing it all over the place the way they normally do against New York, I really think you just have to get physical here and run the football. New York is down the bottom of the league, averaging about 150 yards allowed on the ground. I think this is a great opportunity to get back to the balance that you showed in the games that you've won. I understand they threw the ball 58 times against Seattle by design, and that was a good plan. But this game, you need to have more Stephen Ridley, more Danny Woodhead, maybe even Shane Vereen. Run the football, take the will away from New York. Defensively, this shapes up to be a game that is exactly what the Patriots wanted. That secondary has struggled, and New York is a team that really doesn't throw the ball all that effectively. Mark Sanchez, entering his fourth season, really still has yet to develop into a top-flight quarterback, and there's really no signs of that happening. However, we said the exact same things last week in Seattle with a rookie in Russell Wilson, and that didn't turn out so well. Number one priority for that secondary, keep everything in front. Stephen Hill is a big, fast, strong receiver. He's a rookie. He's not polished, but it doesn't take a lot of polish to just run down the field and catch a fly route, and that is what's giving the Patriots the most trouble. They've allowed 33 passes this year of 20 yards or more. That's most of anybody in football. Keep everything in front, and New York won't be able to move it. My final point really addresses the team as a whole, and I think it's become a problem. They need to finish. I think they need to finish drives. You need to finish in the red zone. Defensively, you can't play a couple of good quarters and think it's over. You have to finish and come up with another stop. The Patriots have been in control of some of these football games of late, and they haven't been able to play a full 60 minutes. I think that would be the number one thing that Bill Belichick is looking for this week. I think this is a team you can get out in front of, and if they do that, make sure you stay out in front. Finish everything off, all sides of the ball. Make sure you come to play for a full 60 minutes and do not give New York any chance in the fourth quarter. Struggling a little bit with my predictions, I'm not going to lie. 3-3 for the Patriots record, and my record isn't much better than that. So got to get back on the winning track here, and I think this is a team that the Patriots can do that against. I think this is a team right now that's not the same Jets, as I mentioned. Darrelle Revis's absence really speaks volumes for that defense. He allows them to play in a certain way that they can't do right now. They can't add extra guys to the box to stop the run because they don't have a guy like Revis back there to protect against the pass. He could always take somebody out of the game for New England or anybody else. He's not there. It's going to be up to Antonio Cromartie. This is a game, I think, the Patriots can do whatever they want offensively. I think they can run the ball, and I think they can throw the football. I said I want them to run it. I want them to stay balanced. I think they get a big lead early, and I think they really, really lay the hammer down. And when it's all said and done, it's a 38-20 win right here at Gillette Stadium. That's going to put a wrap on the Jets game, and then it's off to London, baby!
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.